Now, did William Shakespeare visit and perform in Cambridge? Today, ahead of the 400th anniversary of his death in April, we're launching our Shakespeare on Tour season, a series of programmes and special features across the BBC that examines Shakespeare's geographical connections. So, did the Shakespeare bandwagon really roll up in Cambridge? Maybe the bard himself stepped on stage as a ghost in Hamlet? Our reporter Julia Greenaway has been speaking with one of the city's Shakespeare experts.
Hello, my name's Andrew Muir. I'm the author of Shakespeare in Cambridge, and I've been studying and following Shakespeare for 40-odd years.
So we are standing in the grounds of St John's College. It's gloriously sunny. Why are we here?
Well, we know very few real facts about Shakespeare's life and what happened, but one thing we do know with a reasonable degree of certainty is that Hamlet was performed in Cambridge before 1603 and probably in 1601. And this is because in a 1603 quarto version, it says on the frontispiece, as performed in diverse cities, including our university towns, Oxford and Cambridge.
Andrew and I then walked into the hall at St John's, where it's thought the play was put on in 1601.
The reason we think it may be here is that this hall would be perfect for it, and there's also a connection to a previous and indeed a succeeding series of plays called the Parnassus plays, which took place in St John's, almost certainly in this hall, and which referenced Shakespeare a lot and with a great degree of jealousy. And it would make particular sense if the students who saw the third in that series of plays had seen Hamlet the year before by Shakespeare. The other thing is there's a limited number of venues at that time in history that could have actually taken a play. You've got to remember you've got the audience, you've got all the actors, you've got all the stage props. It would need a sizeable hall. Even in Cambridge, there weren't that many halls that would be suited exactly. And of the ones that are, this one would be the best appointed by far.
Do we think Shakespeare himself was here?
There's a very good chance that he was here for a number of reasons. Having said that we think the play was performed in Cambridge in 1601, at that point Shakespeare wasn't just the main playwright for the company and the shareholder in the company, he was also an actor. There's also a scholarly tradition that one of the roles that Shakespeare played was of Hamlet's ghost. There are various textual reasons to hint that this may be the case, which would make quite a lot of sense in a way that it was a kind of important role, but wouldn't mean that he was spending so much time on stage that he wasn't directing on the hoof. But there's all these likelihoods which do add up.
Here in this hall, as a Shakespeare fan, how fantastic would it have been seeing Hamlet in Shakespeare's time in this amazing setting?
Just sensational to think about it now. Of course, people then wouldn't have realised it was sensational. It was popular entertainment then. It would be like seeing a hit rap artist come up from London and play nowadays. But for us to think of it now, it's spine tingling. If you were to offer me a time machine and to go to anywhere in history, this would be certainly one of the top few that I would think of before I pressed the button on where to go.
Julia Greenaway there, speaking to one of Cambridge's biggest experts in Shakespeare. You can find out more about the links between Shakespeare and Cambridgeshire at bbc.co.uk/Shakespeare on tour. I want to know this morning whether you are pro or anti Shakespeare. Some people love Shakespeare, don't they? And some people absolutely cannot stand him. Do you want to write him sonnets because you love him so much? Or to you, is he nothing but a villainous toad-spotted varlet? Some great Shakespearean insults that you can find if you care to look. This is from Jill, who says, Dottie, when I was at